supporters of same-sex marriage in Michigan were handed a major setback late yesterday after about an 8-month wait. The Sixth Circuit Federal Appeals Court reaffirmed the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Simultaneously, supporters of traditional marriage are welcoming the decision, which is the first of its kind at the federal appellate level. 4 times the courts have voted to reverse such bans. Current State will hear from 2 guests today about the decision and its impact. Emily Devendorf, a marriage equality advocate who represents the group Equality Michigan, is standing by and will join us shortly. First, though, we'll learn more about the decision itself from Professor Michael Sanambrogio of the Michigan State University College of Law, who's on the phone today. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You've read the decision. How did this 3-judge panel justify the reaffirmation of the ban?
Well, what's really interesting about this decision, although it was a case arising under the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, the court spent quite a bit of time talking about who should make decisions about changes in our political system. It opened its opinion by saying this is about change and how best to handle it under the United States Constitution. So should the people decide in voting on their citizens' initiatives that put these same-sex marriage bans on the books in these 4 states, or should the courts decide whether there's a right to same-sex marriage? And it's interesting because, of course, the case presented challenges to these laws under the Equal Protection Clause of the federal Constitution. And so what the court had to actually answer is whether this ban, regardless of who makes these decisions, whether this ban violated the Constitution. So it had a number of bases for its holding that it did not violate the Equal Protection Clause.
You continue, please.
Well, I was going to say, the first thing is it said it was bound by a Supreme Court decision from 1972 called Baker v. Nelson. And this was a one-sentence Supreme Court decision dismissing an appeal from the Minnesota Supreme Court, and it was a challenge. It was a challenge to a ban on same-sex marriage there. The same-sex couple had sought to get married in Minnesota. The Minnesota Supreme Court had said no, you don't have any right to same-sex marriage, and the Supreme Court had dismissed the case. And in it, it said there was this distinction between marital restrictions based on race and those based on differences in sex. And so the Sixth Circuit said they felt bound by that decision of the Supreme Court, notwithstanding that there's been a lot of law since then. And the other circuits, which have said that there is a right to same-sex marriage under the federal Constitution, have basically said that, you know, that is a very old decision. It's a one-sentence decision by the Supreme Court, and things have changed quite a bit since then. But the Sixth Circuit interpreted United States versus Windsor, in which the Supreme Court had struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibited federal recognition of same-sex marriages in the states. It interpreted that as a federalism case. It says the Supreme Court, you know, struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act because it intruded on states' traditional regulation of marriage.
What does this mean, if anything, for Michigan couples that were married right after Judge Friedman ruled against the ban? What happens to those marriages?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because Governor Snyder at the time said that they were valid marriages. I think he said they were valid marriages, but he's not going to recognize any benefits, any of the rights of marriage. And I suspect there'll be some litigation over this, but this is that was based on a decision by a district court, which has now been vacated. And so the state presumably is going to continue to deny those couples any of the rights of marriage. And, you know, there's no longer a federal decision, that those couples can kind of turn to because the Sixth Circuit has vacated the decision that they based those marriages on.
It seems quite feasible, Michael, that the plaintiffs are going to appeal this decision. Last month, the Supreme Court declined to hear any of the cases pertaining to gay marriage. Does this case stand a better chance with SCOTUS?
Yes, this case stands a much better chance because now we have a circuit split. Justice Ginsburg had made some remarks earlier this year saying that there's really no need for the Supreme Court to step in because all of the circuit courts that have weighed in on this issue have basically said Windsor stands for the proposition that you can't, or they have extended Windsor to say that it means that you cannot deny same-sex couples the right to marry. So now we have a decision by a panel of the Sixth Circuit saying that it doesn't deny them a fundamental right or equal protection under the Constitution. So there's a circuit split. Now, that circuit split, there is one little interim step here, which is that a party could petition the full Sixth Circuit to hear the case, to review this case. And also a judge on the Sixth Circuit could ask for, it's called en banc review, could ask for the whole Sixth Circuit to review this decision. So if that happens, that would slow the case down. However, my understanding is that at least the ACLU has already said that they're going to appeal directly to the Supreme Court, and I imagine that the other parties will probably do that as well, but we'll have to see. This is six different cases. They were consolidated for purposes of appeal by the Sixth Circuit, and the parties in each case could decide to go a different route. So either they're going to go to the Sixth Circuit for a full hearing by the full Sixth Circuit, or they're going to go to the Supreme Court.
How often does that full hearing by a federal appeals court, a circuit appeals court, how often does that happen?
Well, it's unusual, but one of the justifications for doing it is when a panel decision is at odds with the rest of the circuit courts. And so you do have a panel opinion here that is, at odds with four other circuits. So that might be a justification for it. However, I suspect the parties want to get before the Supreme Court, but we'll just have to see. And we'll also have to see if any judges on the Sixth Circuit think that they want to hear this en banc.
Professor Michael Sanambrogio joins us here. We're talking about yesterday's decision by the Sixth Federal Circuit Court of Appeals here, reaffirming Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. What about the timeline here? Could the Supreme Court take this up this term?
Yes. I think if there is an en banc review by the full Sixth Circuit, it won't get to the Supreme Court this term, but if there is not, it should be able to get to the Supreme Court this term if they take the case, of course. And then we could have a decision in June. I don't think we'd have anything earlier than June, but it is possible to get before the Supreme Court this term.
Professor Michael Sanambrogio of the MSU College of Law, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure, Mark.
Right now, let's turn to Emily Devendorf, who is a marriage equality advocate. Emily represents the group Equality Michigan here, and she is standing by to weigh in on this decision. It seems like the court's main argument here, Emily, is that this is an issue better sorted out by the democratic process than by the courts, than by judicial authority. Do you think there's any merit to that argument?
We do not think that there is merit to that argument, and the decision was a punt back to the states. It was that the decision should be something that is given back to the people or to the states and not something that judges should be making by applying the U.S. Constitution, that this is something that should be a symbol, a result of changing social and political views and go with the natural timeline and evolution of those social and political views, regardless of how slow that is and how much variance that is there is in that from state to state. And of course, throughout history, when we see different populations being affected by discrimination and injustice, and they are, of course, often in the minority, we cannot leave it to the democratic process. It is not our elected officials. It is not the majority of our population that ends up offering those rights in the end. It is left to our judicial system to step ahead of where we are in history and to make the right decision for what is just and what is right and what is moral.
It was, of course, a popular vote 10 years ago that created the ban. Are you saying that if that same vote happened today, that there would be a different result?
No. In fact, I know that if that vote happened today, that it would be a different result, because all polling shows that we have completely flipped in terms of where people stand on this issue. You are correct in that when this vote took place, when this ban was put into place in 2004, that the majority of Michigan citizens believed it should be in place. And now the majority of Michigan citizens believe that it should both be repealed and that full marriage equality should be put into place to replace it. However, that means that Michigan citizens believe they made a mistake. And LGBT advocates and all of our LGBT families in Michigan know that every day that we go without marriage equality, every day that we go without these very basic rights, it's another day where people are struggling. If there is a way to grant these very basic civil rights, we should not be further putting off the granting of those rights, because There is a clear route here. There's a clear route to offering justice, and we should not be handing back the freedom and fairness of human beings to the majority when we could be giving it to them now, because it is the right thing to do.
Emily Devendorf is our guest here of Equality Michigan, a marriage equality advocacy group. We're talking about yesterday's decision by the Sixth Circuit Appeals Court reaffirming Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. How do you feel about this making it to the U.S. Supreme Court? Professor San Ambrosio is pretty confident that this could be overcome at that level. Do you share that confidence?
We're not sure which way the U.S. Supreme Court will go when it gets there. We are pretty confident that this has a really good chance of getting to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is the decision that would give this case a chance of making it to the Supreme Court. There, as he said, there is now a split. There is something that now needs to be resolved that the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on. And I find it really unlikely that we're going to go back to the Sixth Circuit and have them try to weigh in again. We may as well just take it right up the ladder and have them give us clarification and not spend any more time in limbo than we have to. And I think that's probably what the legal counsel for April and Jane DeBoer Rouse plan to do, is to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we certainly encourage them to do that. If they do that by mid-January, we should be able to expect that the Supreme Court should have a decision, should be able to start to hear it and have a decision for us before the end of their session next year. But we would have to have them take that up by the end of January of 2015. So that would have to happen soon. So we certainly encourage them to go the U.S. Supreme Court direction, and in the meantime, we will continue working towards the ballot to make sure that we are coming at it from all directions, since we can't predict which way the U.S. Supreme Court will go once it gets there.
Last year, the Supreme Court memorably ruled against the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. What impact does that ruling have on your thinking about this issue? I would assume that gives you more confidence that this will fall your way if it makes it to the Supreme Court.
We certainly do have a lot of positive indications coming from the U.S. Supreme Court. However, the U.S. Supreme Court is still breaking it down issue by issue when it comes to marriage equality and how it affects the states. So we want to make sure that this is not going to continue to possibly be a states' rights issue, that this is not handed back to the states and the states be given autonomy on how to decide marriage equality. We do think it is the U.S. Supreme Court's responsibility in this case to take the lead on providing these basic rights and freedoms to the LGBT community. It is that time in history for this particular progress to have to happen for this group of suffering people. So we do think that that should be applied across the board in a uniform way for all of the states and not be left to states to decide for themselves how and when they are going to apply basic human rights. And so we are hoping that they will make a broader decision, but there is a possibility that they would not.
Your organization organized a number of gatherings here last night. You had those planned regardless of the outcome of the decision. Tell us what happened here in Lansing, first of all.
Through Michigan for Marriage, which is the marriage movement that we have organized with the ACLU Michigan and National Freedom to Marry, we organized decision day events across the state, and we expected that they might be celebrations and they might be community gatherings in order to support each other. And of course, last night they were community gatherings to support each other and also to try to really collect ourselves to be ready for the next step, which we think will be the U.S. Supreme Court and possibly a ballot measure. And last night it was in Lansing's Old Town, and it was a pretty good turnout, but it was a lot of mixed feelings. People are trying to pull themselves together, and there is a lot of mourning going on. Families are mourning across the state, and that is something that I heard a lot about last night, and I was witness to many conversations about leaving the state. At this point, people have reached their breaking point, and that is very difficult to witness. We still have a long road ahead. We don't know if we are going to get the decision we want from the U.S. Supreme Court, and as of last night, we had a lot of LGBT families and couples who Michigan really needs to hold on to for all kinds of reasons, talking about how this was the last straw. So we have a lot of regrouping to do. And hopefully we'll be able to get our LGBT families to hang in there until we make it through the next battle.
Well, we have been keeping an eye on this issue, and we will continue to do so. We want to thank Emily Devendorf, a marriage equality advocate who represents the group Equality Michigan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.